What's up, you subconscious speeding simstitutes? Welcome to the first ride and roast of Amy Horton.
Oh my lord! Listen,
she's back.
I enjoy ripping on this chick. This woman is so delusional, and I believe she's officially 40.
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, yeah. She was on YouTube in the early 2010s, yes, doing her whole, "I've never spit in my life. You can swallow some of that stuff. You've tasted worse things." Well, I can agree with you, Amy. I hope that women heeded your advice right before they stopped listening to you forever.
Forever. Forever.
Now that she's 40, she's going to start wearing the cloak of invisibility to men.
She has one of the three deathly hallows.
It's either that or she's getting like a ring of Sauron that turns you invisible.
Look at me!
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
This was published in August on her favorite website, bold.com.
Okay.
Never trust a guy who calls his exes crazy.
You can also never trust a woman who called her former exes abusive.
No.
Or toxic.
Yeah, toxic is a big one.
Yeah. Here's a thought. If you are a dude and you think all your exes are crazy, spoiler alert, you're attracted to crazy bitches.
Yeah.
And if you're a chick and you think all your exes are toxic or abusive, congratulations, you're attracted to toxic, abusive men. So take it on the chin, get some fucking therapy, and please don't reproduce.
Yep.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
You've met this kind of guy. Maybe you've even dated him. He takes no responsibility for anything in his life, and his past relationships all ended not because he did anything wrong, because he definitely didn't, but because his ex-girlfriends were all insane. Red flag! If a guy calls his exes crazy and thinks that's totally cool, you're probably better off steering clear. Here's why.
Misery loves company.
And psychological projection, yes, is a real phenomenon,
yes,
among modern women.
Reading this to get any kind of dating advice from her, you are out of your goddamn mind, and you richly deserve the train wreck pileup that your life will become.
And here's another thought. This is not a guy thing. This is a people thing.
Yeah.
Everyone finds it easier to blame than they find it easier to take responsibility for making a shitty choice.
Yeah, listen, the root of wisdom is accepting the responsibility for your past decisions and actions.
Yes.
And putting it to good use so you don't repeat that baloney.
And the only way that you can do that is to accept accountability.
Correct. And it'll hurt.
Yeah, it's kryptonite to most people, yeah, nowadays.
It's a goddamn gut punch, and usually the one punching you is karma.
So even if she does have a point, yeah, if anyone tells you all their exes were this, all their exes were that, well, the common denominator is the person you're talking to. Steer clear.
You weren't supposed to see that.
So she accidentally stumbled upon a good point while being completely full of shit. I guess things kind of happen funny that way.
Really? Seriously? No, really?
No,
I never happened.
Number one.
Oh, here we go.
Crazy is a catch-all term that guys like to use to discount women. Just like toxic is a catch-all term that women use to discount men. Or short. Or incel. Or who hurt you. Or you must hate your mom. I mean, can we keep going?
How many women are in head meds now?
Well, 13 years ago, it was a quarter.
And now they're saying over half of the this current generation are depressed or having mental problems?
Yeah, and the majority of women over 35 now are unmarried and no kids. But you did it to yourselves.
Well, yep.
And why? Because you took advice from people like Amy Horton. Seriously, what does he mean by this? He thinks they're literally certifiable? Unlikely, and if so, the fact that he dismissed legit mental illnesses as crazy is a problem. That's better than trying to normalize the mental illnesses.
You need to settle down and mind your business.
And she's whining because men are calling these women with legit mental illnesses crazy.
Yeah, how dare you call a spade a spade?
Yeah, whoa. Holy shit, she literally just short-circuited her entire argument for this article.
What else is new? This is Amy Horton we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that she's probably one of these women who's on the Troon train. So her trying to say that we're dismissing somebody's mental illness out of hat with a buzzword is hysterical. She continues, it's more likely that once he and his ex encountered problems or broke up, she just so happened to conveniently become insane because that write-off is easier than admitting that he may have been at fault in any way. Ugh,
okay.
Grow up.
All right, hang on here. Like, men, for the most part, do take accountability.
Yeah.
I mean, SOP is, you know, rejection is number one.
Oh, absolutely.
Number two, there's nobody riding to our rescue, so we have to take accountability for our mistakes. That's the only way we don't repeat them.
Number two, crazy likely means reacting to something in a way he doesn't like. Like toxic likely means he has standards, and in today's day and age, men aren't allowed to have those.
Okay, if you come home as a dude and you're getting dishes whipped at your head, that's crazy. Or if you get chased with a bat full of gutter nails.
If she says that she'll self-delete if you break up with her, guess what?
Crazy.
I don't consider myself crazy in the least.
You gotta be kidding me.
You wrote online that you had genital warts and you're not ashamed of it, and then you followed it up with a bunch of articles about how you can't get laid despite wanting to, and you couldn't figure out why.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
The modern definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Amy Horton.
100%.
I don't consider myself crazy in the least, but I'm sure I have an ex or two who loves to label me as such. Are you in the same boat? Honestly, you can never know for sure that a person is trustworthy. You can know that it's completely screwed up for him to lead you on or lie to you or confuse you, and then dismiss you as crazy when you call him out on it. This is a BS cop-out that men have been using for centuries to distract from their own terrible behavior.
It's not terrible behavior, one. Number two, like, a lot of men, once they get to know you and they realize, hey, I see myself having a permanent future with this, they distance, they ghost.
Yep.
Sometimes they self-sabotage. And I don't blame them. In today's day and age, and the women of the Western world are spoiled, narcissistic a-holes. And literally, they will do anything for money.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Yeah, and we've seen that over and over again with all the videos that we show on the live streams. These women who think that you have to make $500,000 a year for them to even consider dating you.
How much should a guy earn for you to date him? Over 500K! Close to a million! If he doesn't, I'm not gonna say yes, do you hear me?
Women like Jana Hawking who think that you shouldn't sleep with a guy until he spent at least $2,000 on you.
That's insane.
So much for looking for your soulmate, you're looking for a wallet.
Yes, that's exactly what they're looking for.
And not to mention, Amy, pot calling the kettle black. I mean, you want to talk about trying to distract people from your own terrible behavior, Miss Genital Warts. I think you just nailed it. Number three, sponsored. Want a partner? Attract love with the power of your mind.
Here we go.
Sweeten is a new research-based startup that shows you how to call love into your life with the power of your mind. Take our quiz and try our visualizations. Just click here. Every bold article has this.
That is the advertisement portion of the article?
Yeah, you can totally call love into your life with the power of your mind. And if you don't think so, maybe you're the kind of dude who calls all of his exes crazy.
Well, I mean, she's fundamentally correct there. Because if you want to call love into your life, you have to change some of the shit you believe and how you act. Like, be more submissive and feminine. Don't be the hard-ass dude. That's the equivalent of two scrotums in a relationship.
Well, let's consider modern feminism in a nutshell. To modern feminists, serving your boss is stunning and brave, but serving your husband is slavery.
That's some old bullshit.
Yeah, and if you're married to a dude, literally, he's the one that goes downstairs when there's a bump in the night.
Yep.
He risks his life for you and his family. You're not going to get that from a boss.
Nope.
You know, when the bottom line gets tight, you're going to get laid off, and that's it.
It is what it is, and you chose this path, and now you want to whine about it.
Well, it's not just her.
No, it's all of them.
It's going to get really bad here in the next 5 years for these ladies.
Oh, it's going to get real bad. Number four. It's just as likely that his exes are calling him a jerk.
That's actually SOP for breakups.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to move on if you can take what used to be positive feelings and channel them negatively.
And
we all do it.
And women do the same thing before they get divorced. They discount their husband.
Yep.
And say all kinds of horrible shit so they can psychologically fool themselves into not feeling bad when they finally sink the knife in his back.
Yep. And the bottom line is this, everyone, no matter how good a person they are, is the villain in somebody else's story.
Yeah, I've been the villain many times.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But the difference is between me and someone like Amy Horton and the women who will read this article and take it seriously is that I accept accountability for my fuck-ups.
Yep.
When relationships have ended in the past due to my bad behavior, I take it on the chin. Maybe not at the time, but always down the road, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, I screwed up. I contributed to the dissolution of this relationship. I can accept my role in it.
I mean, I've done that quite a few times.
I mean, when you're in the heat of anything, it's kind of hard to see beyond your own nose. But with time comes wisdom. Allegedly.
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 Like, for instance, I had a habit of picking whores.
Yes.
A real bad habit of picking whores. This was raised by a single mother. I didn't understand how that worked, and it almost cost me my life.
There are two sides to every story. You can be sure that if the relationship ended badly enough that he's smearing her name all over town, she's probably doing the same to him. Usually when a guy labels his exes as nuts, it's because he did something screwed up or unforgivable and she, yes, went crazy on him. She was justified, but because she didn't just lie down and take his crap, now she's a psycho. Complete BS. I love how we're just talking about one side of that story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be that, you know, she decided to go on a girl's night out and got her back blown out at the dumb cumster at the bar, and that's why he called her crazy. Because he called her out on it, and instead of just accepting the fact that, hey, I'm a philandering bitch and I cheated on you, well, you must have done something to make me feel like I had to go outside of the relationship. That is crazy.
Yeah, listen, there's about a half a dozen instances while I was in the military where I would drive up onto on-post housing only to see the soldiers', you know, clothes and belongings being whipped out the window.
Yeah.
That is crazy behavior right there.
This is the kind of woman who will try to excuse paternity fraud.
Yeah.
Because the child needs a father.
Or they destroy your property, key your car, do all kinds of fucked up shit, and they expect leniency.
Yep. Oh, I was just out of my mind at the time.
Yes.
I plead temporary insanity. So you plead temporary insanity, you admit that you're being emotional and completely irrational, and yet you're shocked when I call you crazy, even though that is the exact description for that kind of behavior.
And they usually excuse it away with three letters, PMS.
There you go.
Get the hell out of here.
Hilarious how when they bring out the PMS excuse, it's totally fine and we're just supposed to forgive them. But when guys accuse a woman of PMSing because she's having an irrational moment, that's misogyny.
Pick a lane, jackass!
Number five. He shouldn't be talking about his exes to begin with.
Well, if you're on a first date, it is bad faux pas to talk about exes, men and women.
Well, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't really be talking about your exes in general. But women love to do this, especially in a fight. You remind me of my ex. My ex did that, and we all know how that turned out. Do you want to be that guy? Love the blame and shame tactic with the ex comparison.
The minute they do that, you're done.
Yeah.
Leave, because what comes next is very unpleasant.
Bail! Bail! Here's a red flag for you, and I'm sure it's red because you free bled on it, you wart-infested snot pocket.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Regardless of what he says about his past loves, why is he even bringing them up in the first place? Yeah, it might happen once in a while in the context of something else. If it's happening very soon in your dating story, though, you should probably take a step back. Either he's using you to get over his ex, he's comparing you to his exes, ew, or he's got some weird grudge issues that aren't your problem. I can actually agree with all the above.
Okay, that does make sense.
But
here we go.
You claim to be a feminist.
Uh-huh.
And if what's good for the goose is good for the pander, so if you are going to demonize this behavior in men, you need to call it out in women because it's twice, if not thrice, as prevalent in females. Big time. Although, they're not using you to get over their ex because they're still dating their boyfriend while they're fucking you.
Or they want foodie dates, or they're looking for money and material stuff.
And there you go. And you want to talk about weird grudge issues? Women have the patent on grudge issues. Especially Italian women, man. You ever heard of a vendetta?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they invented it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen, I hold a really good grudge. I'm just going to be honest.
Your beat on sight list is world-renowned at this point.
Yeah.
Even though nobody's been able to see it, I'm sure it's hidden away in a brain somewhere next to an empty carton of mint chocolate chip Breyers.
Well, I've taken some names off of it because it was getting too...
Getting too full.
Yes.
Just like your ex's snot pocket. Screen 5, ha.
Well, there's been so much stuff in there, they call it a cockpit now.
That's quite true, yes. All the instrumentation. Dive! 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 Does her pussy have landing gear? Full flaps.
The meat flaps.
Oh, it. Shit, they've gone full steak drapes. All right, everybody, pull up, pull up. I hope you brought your parachute.
It's all in good fun. It's all allegedly. Don't get me sued.
Number 6. If he does, he should speak of them respectfully.
It all depends upon the circumstances.
If she's a cheating slewer.
Yes.
Who tried to take him for a ride, you know, went out and worked overtime while secretly banging other dudes and getting another apartment in secret and attempting to use their joint credit card to fill the fridge and furnish the place.
Or cleaning out the account.
Yeah, expecting the dude to pick up half of the bill at the very least, or like you said, completely cleaning out the account. Then yeah, he's allowed to talk some shit because some shit happened.
Yeah.
And accountability's a bitch, wear a helmet. Women do evil shit, men do evil shit. As long as we're calling each other out equally, I'm totally fine with you writing articles like this. But to say that Amy Horton is being disingenuous here is putting it very mild.
And listen, when men decide to do evil shit...
It's on.
It's on. Women, they operate at a low simmer of evil shit.
Yeah, men's evil shit is overtly aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Women's evil shit is passive-aggressive.
It's covertly.
Yeah, it's covertly aggressive. Men will beat the shit out of you, but once they do that, usually it's done.
Yeah.
Women will ruin your fucking life and then claim that you deserved it.
And it just ask any divorced dude whose ex-wife is constantly bringing them back into court for more money, denying visitation. Mm-hmm. They do that strictly to punish you because they can.
And there are lawyers all over the country who encourage false accusations just to make the whole process even easier.
Yes.
And I shouldn't say women can destroy your life. Most women won't destroy your life, but every woman can.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
If he ever does bring up past girlfriends, he should do it minimally and with consideration. He should know better than to badmouth other women in front of a woman he's trying to impress. It's not attractive. You want to know that you're dating a mature adult, and this certainly will not give you confidence in that. It's a petty, immature man who trash talks those he once loved. Considering the articles that you've written, that I've read, that's rich.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that?
When you experience a really deep, hurtful pain, most guys are not gonna talk nice about the individual who inflicted said pain.
Nope. As they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You can claim that this is, you know, a horrible, vile behavior, but like I said, we've watched your videos, we've read your articles, we know what kind of a person Amy Horton really is. And she is the trash-talking type. So don't try to hold men to a standard that you refuse to uphold yourself. Number 7. How a man refers to past relationships says a lot about him. Same goes for women.
Say, yeah, listen, if he keeps talking about past relationships and all these women are crazy, he's got a type, and more than likely, you're that type, you're crazy as well.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the reasons we read articles like this is because they're actually very useful to figuring out how modern women think.
Yeah.
They know in their gut what's right, and they know that they've done everything that they hate about men. So when they write stuff like this, it really is psychological projection. They know that them and the women they hang out with all do this shit, and that they could probably do better. But that requires taking responsibility for your bad decisions, and modernity has told women they don't have to do that.
Correct.
So instead, they write articles like this, maybe as like a, almost like a confessional.
I'm a whore, hello? You know,
that's how she answers the phone.
They're always deceiving you with little bits of truth here and there to take you off the beaten path.
Yes. The funny thing is, while he's cutting them down, he's actually telling you all about his own character. He doesn't realize that it's not so much a reflection on them as it is on him. Anyone that speaks poorly of those in his life isn't someone you want around. Kick this loser to the curb. He's not going to be worth it. You just summarized why no one should listen to you in this paragraph. Because while you're cutting down men, you're telling us all about your own character. And you don't realize that it's not so much a reflection on men as it is on you. Oops.
Oops.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
Number 8. He might be a misogynist.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we just dove through the bottom of the barrel, and now we're into the crust.
Well, they always pull out that word for any dude that it displays any kind of masculine traits.
Of course, yeah, because only women are allowed to embrace masculine traits and not be labeled toxic pop. It's in your kid's current year, man.
Yeah.
How dare you actually insinuate that women should take responsibility? At the very least, he doesn't understand or listen to women. At worst, he's using and abusing them. Dismissively calling women crazy for having their own justifiable emotions and behaviors is BS. It's a chauvinist attempt to belittle them and treat them as if they don't matter. They weren't nuts as long as they fulfilled his every wish and need, but as soon as they didn't like what he was doing, they became that way. Something's fishy here.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty sure it's your vagina.
Oh my God! Like, literally, she's explaining the blueprint of shit women do on the regular.
She is.
Holy smoking Joe Frazier.
The thing is, emotions are a knee-jerk reaction. But most of them are not justifiable. Not yes. When you're talking about weaponizing them against another person.
Or women. Literally, I've dated women who literally go through 4 or 5 emotions within 10 minutes.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, remember the video that we watched just last week where the dude was taping the chick when he was the side dude?
And how is me Snapchatting other girls a problem?
What do you mean, how is it a problem? How is it not a fucking problem? How is it not a problem?
Son, you actually have a boyfriend.
Oh,
like, I'm
God.
The side
dude. Oh, my God. I have a boyfriend, but, like, stop.
If you're the side dude for a woman who's got... You're an idiot cuck.
Yes.
You're an idiot cuck. You should never, ever tolerate that.
Exactly. And you should never, ever tolerate anyone who talks, thinks, anything like Amy Horton.
Yes.
Number 9. Someday he will say the same about you. See, men are not in the habit of labeling things as they're not.
Yeah.
You know, we call out the troons, for example. We know that men are men and women are women. and that trans women are just mansplaining what it is to be feminine. Even though I fucking hate that word. But it's true.
Mansplaining.
Yeah. Yeah. They're mansplaining what it's like to be feminine. I love using that on the feminists who are on board with this shit because they get so pissed off.
You're an istophobic. Wee.
How can you possibly date a man like this when you know that eventually he'll be calling you the crazy ex? Well, no, thank you. You have to wonder how he's going to talk about you to people when you're together, and if you break up, who knows what crazy stuff he'll spread around. It's not worth the headache and the drama. Go find a decent man who doesn't treat his exes like crap.
Again, he's got a type. You're crazy. You know, even if you ditch him, you're still going to get treated like the crazy, you know, person because you're crazy.
You know what really cracks me up, though, is that reading this has clued me into the probability, and I think it's a high probability, that Amy Horton is the kind of girl who keeps her exes on standby. A lot of women do this. They love going back to bang their ex, even when they're in new relationships. They love having bohos and beta orbiters, and they exploit them endlessly and maliciously.
Yeah, boy, you're talking about the bench riders?
Yes.
Yeah, second string, third string.
Why is it not okay to talk crap about your ex, especially if they were shit, but it's okay to literally use shame and public humiliation to attempt to control a man while you're in a relationship? Answer that one for me.
Yeah, that is actually very, very common.
They try to use shame and public humiliation to make you fall into line, yeah. But then they're not crazy. How dare you?
And again, if a woman is trying to manipulate you in that regard, cut away.
That's misogyny.
God damn.
Misogyny. Misogyny. Oh, misogyny.
Yeah, misogyny. Number 10. He's probably only revealing the convenient parts of the truth. Oh, now we're really going to get into the psychological projection, I have a feeling.
Here we go.
A guy like this only tells you what he wants you to hear. Perhaps she went nuts because she found out he cheated on her. Perhaps he kept leading her on after their breakup, giving her hope that they could reconcile when he had no intention of doing so. In context, the reactions of his exes are completely valid, so he eliminates some important details in order to make himself look good. Some men are guilty of exactly what she's describing. I'm not going to say that that isn't true.
Especially younger men who are dick thinking. They just keep you on the hook so they can keep showing up between 10 o'clock and 2 in the morning, and then leaving, you know, as soon as they're done.
But then again, the vice versa of every example she just mentioned, she'll try to ignore it.
Oh, come on now, that is not true.
She's refusing to acknowledge that women hold any accountability for any part of this. Every reaction has an equal and opposite reaction, right?
Yep.
According to physics, there you go. So if a dude is calling you crazy, chances are it's an equal and opposite reaction to some shit that you did.
Yeah, some actual craziness.
Number 11. Usually a woman has a damn good reason for acting crazy, and Space Ghost is on. Yep, let's wait until the last one on the list to actually try to excuse despicable behavior while claiming that you want to hold everybody else responsible for it.
I think the word you're looking for is justification.
This is hamster wheel in overdrive.
You think? Listen.
Amy.
She keeps writing. I hope she keeps writing until she dies, because this stuff is hilarious.
It is. And
it's
comedy
gold.
It's comedy gold, and it really gives you true insight into the psyche of modern women.
Yeah.
You've probably been called crazy by at least one man in the past. Most women have. Either we're all insane, which is highly improbable. Actually, according to the statistics, about a third of you are.
Yes.
Admittedly. Or there's some shady shit going down. The latter seems much more likely. Men love to get away with as much as women will let them. And once a girl finally throws down the hammer, they like to cry and whine about it. These guys need to get over themselves and grow the hell up. Start treating women with respect.
Well, respect is earned and not given.
I love how she's literally talking about a girl finally throwing down the hammer.
Yeah.
This really calls to mind all of the occasions when women love to try to flip their script after establishing a relationship through love bombing. And then they completely do a 180 in their behavior, hoping that you will in turn change your behavior to earn back everything they used to give you freely. It's a manipulation tactic. They do it all the time. And when you call them out on it, or correctly label it crazy, you misogyny. Give me Jesus a break, Christ. Amy. God, you haven't grown up at all. This is horrendous.
You know, there will come a time, probably when she's in her mid-50s, where all of this is going to come crushing down upon her.
Well, yeah. I mean, she has spent the last 10 years shouting and screaming and reeing into an echo chamber full of people who have all made the same mistakes that she has made, mm-hmm. and all of whom refuse to accept responsibility for it. It's so much easier to blame men because not only will people back you up on it, mm-hmm. the media will back you up, the deep state will back you up, and the bureaucratic and government edifice of this country will incentivize you nuking men with false accusations in court.
Yes.
Just for fun, because it makes them money. Come on, Amy, grow up. I mean, you want to talk about grow up and start taking responsibility, you need to start heeding your own advice.
Hell yeah.
This is awful. Wow. You would think that a woman who is either 40 or pushing 40 would understand that she's part of the problem by now.
You have to. It could be, what is that called, plausible deniability mm-hmm. or cognitive dissonance.
What the hell did you just say?
I think she's in the stage right now where the psychological projection is really the last-ditch effort. And I know that as the time goes on and she gets into her 50s, she's going to look back on the stuff that she wrote, admitting she has genital warts, mm-hmm. talking about, openly discussing about how she's always swallowed every time.
I have no problem with swallowing. I don't even think I've ever spit in my life.
Well, here's the thing. But like,
it's all instance, just going to smash her in
like
the face.
You can compare me to an extent, mm-hmm. because I talk about my own personal life, I talk about all the stories, I talk about all kinds of stuff and mistakes I made.
Yeah, but you're not out there wondering why no one wants you.
At some point, when I get older, I'm going to look back, but I'm not going to feel ashamed or regretful because I spoke the truth.
Yeah. The problem with Amy Horton is that she's not speaking the truth.
That's right.
She's trying to make herself feel better.
Nope. Never mind.
If you're going to lie to yourself, how can I ever expect you to be honest with me?
Look, I'm going to be honest. Okay, at my age, I meet a lot of women, 38 to like 50, 52. Just out and about.
Yeah.
I have no patience for them. I cannot deal with their stupidity. They live in the pain mind. They're all the fucking permanent victim.
That's why people will take your advice seriously, but laugh this off.
Okay.
The reason why women would take this seriously is because they're looking for somebody to blame. But the difference being, who has skin still in the game? Yeah. She's wondering why no one wants her. You don't fucking care.
Yeah, I don't care.
So if you're not marketing yourself through this advice, then you're not trying to gain anything from it. She is. She's trying to gain clout. She's trying to excuse her own terrible behavior, and she wants to rally other women to her cause because misery loves company.
Sure does.
And she's going to be in a lot of company, thanks to modernity. All these ladies, getting to be in their 40s, never married, no kids. Nothing to live for except for a boss who could give two shits whether or not she even exists, unless she's blowing him under his desk.
Well, you got 2030 coming up, and half of these ladies are going to be childless and single.
Exactly.
And life has a way of just beating you into submission.
Oh, it's coming.
And it will literally kill you if it can.
It is going to beat these ladies like redheaded stepchildren without mercy. And you said that you could do everything better than men. We could do everything and you could do it better. Try being alone.
Yes, there's no respite.
Yeah.
you know?
There aren't articles by 35 to 40 year old men wondering where all the good women are at.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Like, Amy, you're not alone because of the bad behavior of men. You're alone because of your own bad behavior. You're guilty of everything on this list. And the reason we know that is because we make material that's just like it.
Correct.
Difference being, we want other people to learn from our mistakes instead of trying to hold straw men accountable for our mistakes.
Correct.
Grow up, Amy. You're 40 now. You're well past the wall. No one's ever going to wife you up. The best you could possibly do is like what Anna Nicole Smith did. Some 80-year-old geriatric fuck in a wheelchair who could only get it up with the help of pills. And then you're just hoping that he has a heart attack and dies so you can collect before you have to clean his omelet off your face.
Oh, my Lord. Thug life. Wow. Listen, you know, as a dude, when I talk to women, if they display... like hints that they're failing the dick stacking test, I believe them. In current year, you have girls literally walking across the stage of high school to get their high school diploma with a thousand cock stare.
What really just kind of sticks in my crawl is that in her youth, Amy was an attractive woman.
Yes.
If she hadn't bought into the feminist lie, she could have found herself a decent dude. She looks a lot like Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
And there's very few men out there who, based purely on looks alone, not her politics, don't get me into that stuff, would love to bet Olivia Wilde.
And here's the thing, especially when women get over 40, I have had all kinds of women contact me that I've known in the past.
Yep.
Because I am technically the good guy who got away, meaning back in the day, they were seeking better options.
Yep.
They never found said options,
and now
they're stuck.
Yeah, they were hoping that they could find your attributes in a bad boy. And you know what happens? They think if they just suck hard enough on that meat straw, they'll get to the beta shit at the bottom.
Spit, spit, spit!
But here's another thing that most bad boys don't seem to understand. Hmm. Bad boys don't get to keep the girl.
No, they don't.
There you go.
Get to bang them.
Yes.
You know, you get to be the side dude like that dude in that video that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But you don't get to take home the prom queen. You just get to, you know, blow out her back and then send her home with your leftovers to somebody else to eat the clam chowder.
Ah! There you go.
Bottom line, Amy, you could have had the world by the balls. You were an attractive younger lady out there acting. I mean, you know, you've got a penchant for writing. You're pretty prolific at it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using what you were given to attract a man, you used it to repel them. And now you wonder why we're all repelled.
Well, here's another thing. She's 40, so she's going to wind up having a lot of time. You know, listen.
40 to 80.
Write some books. You have 40 years.
I don't want her to write any books.
Well, she can write fiction.
Well, yeah, that's essentially what she is writing now. So
she can probably write a pretty mean, you know, like soft porn, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, she could write those Harlequin romance novels with the shirtless dude on the cover that's in every Dollar General.
Yep. I mean, it's not going to be 50 Shades of Grey or anything, but...
it is what it is. Amy has made her own bed, and now she's going to lie in it alone with cats.
Yes.
And 40 to 80 is a long time.
That's the nuclear bomb here.
So, I mean, you can keep screeching into your echo chamber. I'm sure that you're getting tons of positive information that makes you think that you're getting through to these ladies, but all you're doing is setting them up for failure, and maybe that's the idea. If so, it's despicable.
Yes, misery loves company, and instinctively, women will sabotage each other.
He's right, you know.
If you guys like this content, please give us a like and subscribe. And if you want to support this content, links are in the link tree in the Meat Gazer box. Or I might could put a QR code for locals up somewhere on the screen. It's good times.
Yeah.
Supporters get access to the Gilded Chat and special live streams every Sunday and a movie night once a month.
Time to get shit-faced!
Yes, it is. All right, who wants another shot? Here we go.
I love the movie nights.
Not to mention early access to videos like this with a special strip tease in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Winnie.
See you guys next time.
Take it easy.